Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Today is Monday, July 5th. Muy buenos dias, bien bonitos. Hoy es lunes, el 5 de julio. And I'm going to do a little bit of complaining this morning. You all are going to be like, well, you're enjoying the coming. You're always complaining. Like, when are you not complaining? Every time you come on and make a podcast, it's about a complaint. Well, not really. Well, it's I let things build up. And then it can sound like it's just a lot of complaining or every day there's something else. It's just that I let things sit and then I'll talk about them or I express my feelings or my thoughts, those types of things. And it can seem like it's a lot, but it's actually over a period of time. And that's what it is. My boy Kahat. Now, and it's about something that happened. This is about beauty and health and those that types of things. And las cosas que hacemos en el nombre de la belleza. And is what we have to go through as women or what we're willing to go through in the name of beauty. I'm not willing to go through much. I already told you all in the podcast the last few years, but that I'm not willing to go through much in the name of beauty. I look at myself as a minimalist. As it relates to beauty, compared to what other women do, I've always been, since a teenager, a minimalist. I'm in my late 40s now. I always do the least, most definitely. I've always done the least, and I've maintained that from teenage years into now. And I know exactly how I want to look. I know exactly what look I want to maintain. And I have a picture in my mind of if I maintain that look, how I'll look when I get even into older age. Now, I told you all about, I'm going to start with the cream first. Remember a couple of months ago, I was talking about a cream that I use. From the time I was 17, I may have been 15, and I still used it up until I took a break from using it when I was living out of the country because they didn't sell it there. So I took a break from using it. Then as soon as I came back to the United States, I went back, wanted to use it like that. Now, like that. So that's the way that it was. And it was a cream. It was pretty. It was one moisturizer. I'm not the type of person that, I've been a product junkie before, but I'm not the type of person that puts on 5, 10, 15 different creams like that. So I've never been that type of person, but I was using this one cream. I stuck with it because I felt that it worked. And you have to remember that people that don't wear foundation like me, I've never worn it. I wore it when I was a teenager. And then sporadically in adulthood, I would put it on. I can actually say on my fingers, if I give you a number of in my life, and I'm 48, I've had foundation and a full face of makeup on maybe 10 times. Now, so with our skin, women, those of you that are like me, we have the cream that we use is very important. It's very specific. Because we're maintaining a look like that. I'm not talking about like just being without the foundation, but not caring how I look. I very much care. Those of you that know me, you know I very much care. I have to be looking good. Like, so it's kind of the standard is kind of high because I'm not going to use the foundation to cover up anything or to enhance the look. I want to look at me and I want me to look good under all. I want to see me. So the standard is high that I put on my body, health-wise also. Now, So the standard is kind of high. Even though if you're wearing the foundation, you want the right moisturizer and all that, but all that's beneath, you know that you're going to cover yourself up to be presentable when you go out. Okay, people like me, we don't do that. And I'm talking about us that we go to elegant places, we go to nice places, we like dressing up also, but the way is different. It's always been different. So we have to make sure that we look good, because you're not getting a presentation. You're getting us. So we have to make sure that our skin is supple, that it is plump, that it is clear, that it is maintained and looking healthy like that. Now, so the standard is very high for us. Now, so it's where the standard is even higher, because that's a lot to be, there's a lot of responsibility placed on your face without giving your face anything that will enhance it or help it like that. Now, that will create the illusion of it. We want it to be it without any enhancer. So we have a higher standard. It's a lot of pressure that the face, the beauty is a lot of pressure. The standard is high. So when I was 15, I was maybe 15 or 17. I remember which one. I found the cream. It was in a drugstore. Cost about $4 then. The price throughout the years, up until a couple of months ago when I used it, stopped using it, went up to maybe $9. Now, and I was using it all these years. And when I would put it on, my oldest daughter, she would tell me, she was like, whenever you wear that cream, you look like you have makeup on. Now, it wasn't a tinner. It wasn't any of that. No foundation in it. Just a white cream like that. It was a moisturizer. Now, with an SPF in it, all of that. Now, so I would wear it. Most definitely have on my eyeliner. And then when I got 28, I started wearing mascara. When I started wearing mascara, I was wearing, before that, I already told y'all I was wearing eyeliner. I would not leave the house without eyeliner and lipstick. Now, and that cream on. And I would be looking wonderful. Now, and very elegant. And would be dressed to the nines. Now, so when I got older, 28, 29, I started wearing mascara. And I love the mascara look. I like the way it looked. That's when I'm really feeling jazzy. Like, and I'm going out. I put that mascara on, the eyeliner. And now I really don't use a lipstick all the time. When I got older, I took it down to a lip gloss like that. Still caring for the appearance and maintaining the appearance the way that I was when I was young. Because I care about how I look. It's not about not wearing the foundation, but then not caring about how I look either. No, it's the other, a different type of expectation or responsibility that one is carrying as it relates to how they look and want to look and what is satisfactory for them. But without, so you have to really up your game with health and how you're taking care of your skin, because you're not going to have anything to cover it up. Any presentation is going to, the proof is going to be in the pudding like that. And with that proof that's in the pudding, it gives you that confidence to walk out. It's not the confidence of not having on makeup but looking horrible. It's the confidence of not wearing the foundation and looking damn great like that and elegant, being in a very elegant restaurant, dressed to the nine, a nice cocktail dress on, an evening dress on, and your face is, looking good, but it's just without foundation. But it does have the eye enhancer and the lip enhancer. Most definitely, that's how it is for me. So that's what I'm meaning when I'm talking about no foundation. Not just no foundation, but not looking good either. No, because the face has to coincide with how I'm dressed. So it has to look good, but there's a lot of pressure on the face. I found this cream. I used it. Now, not expensive, not high-end, a normal cream. It worked. Now, I have a lot of freckles. Those of you that have seen me, you know that I have a lot of freckles. I've had them since I was young. They run in the family. My brother has a lot of freckles. When he turned 5 years old, freckles like all over the damn face. When I turned 12 years old, freckles all over, like freckles like that. We have a lot of freckles, very visible ones. He more than I do, like that. Now, so I have the freckles. So is And I went years trying to thinking or looking for something that would remove them. And I don't play with my skin. I don't try a lot of things on it. I don't experiment with my skin. I experiment with my health, though. Astrologically, I have Moon in Capricorn, but it's in the sixth house of Virgo. That's our health and work and health. So I experiment with my health. I don't experiment with my face, like putting a lot of man-made stuff on it. Now, except for this cream, and I loved it. I liked it very much. Now, and the best lip gloss that I've come across in my life, in my 48 years, is a clear lip gloss by Elizabeth Arden. And I love that lip gloss. I think they used to sell it at the, I don't even know if the Philosophy counter is around still. You remember Philosophy? It was a brand. I don't even know if they're still around. I don't haven't used them in many years, but they were my go-to people like that. So anyway, back to the cream. I would get the cream. I don't experiment a lot on my face with different creams, things like that. I only with the experimentation on my face, it would be with maybe sheet mask. And I would use like mud mask like that. Now I use a charcoal mask if we're talking about cleansing the skin. I use a charcoal mask. I use a mild cleaner for the skin. And I use a charcoal mask like that. And I use another mask also. I'm not going to name the brand of it. So I like the charcoal peel-off mask. And then I use another mud mask like that. So, and I use a mild cleaner. That's what I use on it. Now, because I have to be careful with it because I can't make any errors because I'm not going to put on foundation the next day. And I want it to look good. I want to look good, healthy, clear skin, beautiful, elegant. That's the look. So I'm being careful. So I'm not playing around with all type of different types of products. Now, because if I make an error, I'm not running to the foundation to cover it up. No. So is, and I want to look that I'm trying to maintain a certain look. Now, the firmness of the skin, the plumpness of the skin, the layer under the skin that gives us its plumpness and youthful appearance is what I'm trying to maintain. Now, and have done it well so far. So, and the tightness of the skin is what I'm trying to maintain and have done it well so far. And I think that the reason I've been able to do it is because I haven't experimented so much with my face. Like that, even though I told you I'm getting way off topic, even though I told y'all that when I moved out of the country, I was in Mexico for 9 years. And no, it wasn't because I was in the military. We all know that I'm not a military person. Hell no. So anywho, even though the outfits that they wear, the fatigues, I look good in olive. That would be the only way that I would want to be in the military. It'll be a bit about what I'm wearing. So keep her away from, it's good that she was kept away from the military because she would not have been useful in it. Now, so, and I would have wanted a high ranking position. It's about that. So when I lived in Mexico for 9 years, I was out. We know Mexico is tropical. I was out. I felt very comfortable because the majority of the women were nude face like me. Now, and very beautiful, very supple skin, things like that. Now, I was out and we were going to like beaches and things. So I got tanned. I feel that I may have gotten a little bit of sun damage. It's gone away now, but I know that I got highly tanned there. Now, so to an extreme degree. So, and then I've been back in the United States since the late 2015. We're in 2021 now. So that's been years ago. The sun damage left. To get rid of the sun damage, those of you that were dealing with sun damage, I did nothing to my skin. I just left it alone the way that I usually do. And I went back to that cream. That was it. Just leaving it alone. Because a lot of times you can want to try a lot of things to help remove some damage and products that boast that that's what they do. And it's just, no. I feel that it would be best to just leave the skin alone. Because if you put a lot of products on your face, and I'm not a chemist, I feel that, but this is my opinion, that it affects the skin more. And when you have sun damage, if you put a lot of products on it or experiment with a lot of products, it can create a thickening of the skin like that. And you don't want a thickening of the skin. You want there's something under the skin that is under there that I feel, I don't know what it is. It could be a layer of fat that gives it its plumpness and youthfulness. That's what you want to maintain. So now that's what you don't want to be bothered or tampered with. It gives it, helps with the firmness, gives it the youthfulness, maintains the youthfulness like that. It's under the skin. It's not, I don't think it's the skin itself. I think it's something under the skin. And why do I think it's something that's under skin? Because it's under the skin on the entire body. It's not the skin itself. Yeah, I feel that there's a layer under the skin that people can remove based on what they're doing, be it exercise or what they're eating, even if what they're eating is healthy, or what they're putting on the skin. I feel that it may be a layer of fat like that. So, and it gives it its plumpness, keeps its vitality, it keeps its firmness, it keeps the skin youthful and tight and supple. Now, and then if you don't have that, that's when the skin starts to lay down. And it doesn't just lay down on the face. It lays down on people's arms, on their body, on their legs, like that. So that's what you want to maintain. You could take that layer of fat out. Like if you get exceedingly thin, even if you're on a healthy diet and you get exceedingly thin, because thin is what is usually in for people, and then you lose that layer of fat that is the supleness and that holds the skin up on the body and keeps the skin tight and youthful, they'll lose that also. And then the skin will start sagging, but they'll be thin. Like that. So I think it accelerates aging. Not sure what the cause of that is, but I feel that it is a layer of fat and we can lose that through healthy exercise or healthy eating like that. When you're losing the fat, you lose it all over your body. And sometimes you can lose the fat that you need that keeps your skin on top of your body and supple and plump and youthful. And when you hydrate by drinking, I'm going on a different topic. And when you hydrate by drinking water, if you're taking that fat out of your skin, you're still going to have wrinkles. The skin will be still excessively dry and you'll still have an aged look to you. And hydration, drinking water really doesn't help. It's best to keep that layer of fat under your skin. That's why when I exercise, I do muscle toning. I'm only toning muscle when I exercise. Everything that comes up after I eat, I turn it into muscle like that. Because I want to keep that layer of fat. And I drink a lot of water. You all know I told you all I've always drank a gallon of water a day. That was from me in my 20s on until I'm 48. No matter what I'm doing, what I'm eating, even when I was eating unhealthy, even when I was drinking unhealthy, I was still drinking a gallon of water a day. It became a habit and it was easy to do. And the hydration, you could tell it on the skin. Like that when you wake up, you see that hydration. You see that beautifulness. You see that clarity in the skin. That you see that suppleness, the water is really taking effect. I think it's because you still have that layer of fat under the skin. Now, and that's why I feel that it's hard for a lot of people to hydrate because they've done something that took the layer of fat from beneath their skin. So even when they drink a lot of water, the skin could still be wrinkled, the skin could still be sagging because they've taken the fat that needs to be there away. You have to be careful when you're trying to take fat away from your body. You don't want to have too much of it, of course, but you don't want to have, there's a fat that I feel that is directly on the skin that is supposed to be there. That's just my opinion. I could be completely wrong. So I went to Mexico, all of that happened. Now, and then I came back to the United States, I continued to use the cream. I came on the podcast 2 months ago when they changed the formula. Now, they changed the formula, and I was not happy about it. I've stopped using the product since then. I completely stopped. No, I don't want to try and see if it's better. No, because I feel that they changed the formula in order to correspond with mainstream and what's in the now and what's popular. And sometimes what's popular was usually, all of the time, was mainstream is not mainstream is what's in the now. It's not something that has been tried and tested and proven to be viable and work. Mainstream is something new and you have to wait 20 years into the future, 40 years into the future to see if it's valuable in a sustenance in works. So I feel that the company changed the formula to be trendy and to make money. Trends are, that's where the money is. Now, so I wasn't happy, so I stopped using it completely. They put ingredients that would be popular to a trendy eye and that would make a trendy eye or ears pop up. Trendy ears and eyes are trendy. They're what's in and what comes out. What is in, what's come out. It's not tried and tested where there's already proof. So they tried to appease new people as opposed to people like me, and I'm not the only one that has used their product, and we are a result that their product actually works, because it does. They felt it more important to appease what is trendy, what sounds like it will work, what sounds good, what sounds healthy, without having the proof to back it up other than what was read that is healthy, without having saying, well, this is red. These ingredients sound healthy. They're supposed to be healthy. We read that. Change your formula to that. And it's going to attract people that own the health bandwagon. As opposed to saying, well, we've been a company. We've been in business for X amount of years. We have X amount of clients buying our product. We made X amount of dollars off our product. And these are X amount of people. You can look at their face and time has shown you that our product works. Okay, which one is like apples and oranges? Okay, so they decided to appease people that may have never used their product, but are on that bandwagon of this is what we read works. Like, so I left them now completely. And I won't be looking back. So I decided that I haven't decided on a face cream yet. Now, but remember I told you all a couple of months ago that I was changing my diet. I'm changing my eating habit. And I wasn't going to bum rush my body and just change it overnight. I'm not into trends. I carefully think about things. Now, so whenever I always do internal detoxes. Now, when necessary. So I'm always doing some type of detox every Sunday. It could be a detox for me is like, I'm going to eat X amount of cherries this Sunday. Okay, that would be a digestive detox for me. Remember last month when I told y'all that I was going to make some prune juice popsicles for summer? And I had never drank prune juice before, but I drank a glass of it. Okay, and I state that I like it. Well, I drank the second glass and I can't stand it. I hate it. No. Mendoza Asco. It makes me want to vomit. Now, so I can't do that. But when I was a little girl, I would go into my grandmother's cabinet when I would be at her house and she would have dried prunes in a box. Remember those dried prunes in a box? And I would be eating them as if they were candy. I used to always also eat I know the cherry tomatoes. I would eat those like they were grapes. I love cherry tomatoes. I've always eaten those as if they were grapes. The big normal tomatoes, when I was a little girl, I would eat just raw tomatoes as if they were apples, like that. Now, my mother would be like, who ate the tomatoes? It was me. Let me tell you what I did also when I was younger. I would eat potatoes, just a raw, like how you have the potato, you take the skin off, I would eat that, like raw, when I was a little girl. Something was wrong with me. I would also, as I told you all, you know the Cool Whip, the bowl of Cool Whip? Not that Cool Whip in the can, but the bowl that just says Cool Whip. Not whip topping, it says Cool Whip specifically. I would eat that, get a bowl of that and eat it as if it was ice cream. This is when I was in my 20s. I was a damn Cool Whip junkie. If I go in the store and I go in that Cool Whip aisle now, I'm leaving out with a bowl of Cool Whip. Now, so that's me. So fast forward it into now and with the cream. I haven't decided on a cream yet because I'm not going to experiment with my face like that because I have it the way I want to look at the age of 48 like that. And it's looking great. So I've given up on thinking the freckles are going to be removed. I've grown to love them, you know, and I've just grown to love them. So and realize that that's just a genetic predisposition because I'm not the only one that has them in my family. Me and my brother, we just have a lot of them. Now, so I've just given all that up. Now, and And I really never did anything to remove them. I was just investigating. I think a long time before I make certain decisions, I was just investigating how they could be removed or if they could be removed. I never did anything to try to remove them. And the cream that I was using obviously did not remove them. Now, so I decided that I told y'all a couple of months ago that this is going to be a long podcast with 2519. Now, I told y'all a couple of months ago that I was going to change how I was eating. And I was going to do it by implementing SMART, because I have to study stuff. I have my moon in Capricorn, it's in the sixth house of Virgo with work and with health. So I can't just change it all at once, because the changes I want to implement, I want to see the result that my body is showing me. And my body usually responds quickly. I don't have to wait 6 months down the line or 3 months down the line. I could tell that change inside of how I'm feeling and how I'm looking when I wake up in the morning. When I add something that I'm eating, when I eat something new, or when I'm eating something, I could just tell quickly. The same thing if I'm taking a vitamin supplement. I told y'all how I do with my vitamin supplements. I could tell rather quickly. Now, when it's taken away or when I'm doing it or when it's a new vitamin, how it works with my body, I could just tell like that. And sometimes the body needs to get accustomed to things, especially when you're detoxing. I'm not going to make a podcast on detoxing and how the body can feel, and you'll know if you're going to get a good detox and how to check if you've gotten a good detox. Your proof is in the morning when you wake up and you look at how you're looking, your face is looking, your eyes specifically, your face, like that. Now, so this is how I do when I'm eating. I'll add certain things that I want to eat, but I won't take anything away, because I want to see over the next 3-4 days, it only usually takes 3 days for me, how I'm looking that morning and how I'm feeling when I wake up. Now, so I'll add certain foods, but I won't take anything away. Then I'll start to take things away like that and see how I'm feeling, how I'm looking like that. That's what I do. So I need to see what's working in combination with. And I check my health by how I'm looking. Oh, my face. That's why I don't like my face covered up in foundation. I want to look good without that, without any enhancers. And I want the enhancer to be what I'm putting in internally. Now, what I'm putting in my body internally, meaning what I'm eating, is now more important because I'm not using the cream anymore. So I'm needing to get what was the cream, what I imagined the cream was giving me. Or what it was actually giving me. I'm needing to get that through changing my, changing what I'm eating, but not an overnight change and not a whole bunch of stuff. Just keeping eating what I'm eating and then adding things to it and then slowly taking away what I'm eating like that and seeing how I'm feeling and seeing how I'm looking when I'm waking up the next morning. That's the way that I do. Now, so that's what I'm doing. I've been doing it since I talked to you all about this, and I like the results that I'm getting when I'm waking up in the morning. I could tell when my body is going through a heavy detox internally based on what I'm putting in it for that to happen. I could tell a couple of days how I'll be looking, how I'll be feeling, that I'm going to have a good detox on day 3. I'm going to see the result of that. Now, I'm going to talk about detox and how they work in the future. Remember, I'm not a person that is licensed in this. I just can tell you the results that I get and how I do things like that. Because I don't follow trends. I don't just do it. I have to see how it's actually working. Now, and I know how my proof looks and what proof I want like that. And it's written all over your face and in your eyes. Now, so that's that with the I'm trying to substitute the cream out so that I won't have to use it, period, by bringing things in that give me the imagined result or the real result that the cream was giving me like that. And I have to have my face looking supple because I'm not using any foundation to cover anything up. So what I eat, it has to maintain a look or enhance a look like that. And then the only other enhancer as it relates to makeup is what has always been the eyeliner, the mascara, and the lip gloss. Lipstick, if I'm really feeling jazzy, like that. So let's move past that. And let me tell you all what happened yesterday. The other complaint. And you all are going to be like, Melissa. Okay. Melissa. Okay. Now, this is what happened. Now, so you all know that I get my manicures and pedicures here at the house. I get bi-weekly massages, full body massages here at the house, like that, because I feel I like that in the comfort of my own home. And I get manicures, pedicures, full manicure, pedicure at the house. Now, so from professionals, and it's a company. Now, so, and I usually use, at first, you all remember when I was telling you all about, when I mentioned this to you all, I was telling you all about how I was allowing different people at first, different women, different technicians to come so that I could get a feel for their energy and also their work. So I settled on someone and she would come every 2 weeks. I'm a creature of habit, the same person, the same person. After the experimentation of different people, seeing the quality of their work, seeing if I match with them energetically, seeing if I like their vibe and they were liking mine. So I settled on someone. Well, I didn't settle on someone. I chose someone. We hit it off. She was coming every 2 weeks. Now, she the massage therapist is a different person, not with this company like that. So I get that at home. Now, last weekend, and it's usually on Sundays. Sundays are my pampering days. They're my revitalization, my pampering days to get myself ready for the next week. To relieve the stress, I do my detox on Sunday, unless it's a weekend detox. I usually do the quick detox on Sunday like that. Also, the detoxing. Okay, we're going to go back to the detox. Remember I told y'all that when I take my baths, I'll sit down in the bathtub, and I would do that every night. Now I've stopped doing it 7 days a week. I do it maybe 3 days a week, and I would eat water-based fruits because I take a hot steam bath because I'm cold-natured, so I like very hot water. I'm a jacuzzi-type person as opposed to a pool-type person. In my pool, I need to get a water warmer like that. And maybe I get in it more often and more at night. Now, is you get a pool warmer. I'm a jacuzzi-type person. When I take a bath, I would also be then doing detox. I would eat water-based fruit to cool my body as it was being steamed while I'm in the bath. Now, get off that because I could get off topic now and give too much information. Information overload like that. So if people may be trying to see what they're going to incorporate that I'm stating into what they're doing now. So I don't want to give too much information. So it's where I need to have the podcast more structured when I'm thinking about talking about these things now. So it, and that would be coming from the foundation of that would from be getting my mind more structured. So, and also I have a guest that is coming on in the future. Her people have been reaching out to me. Could have guests that come to me, their people reach out to me. They have people that have people like that. And they reach out to my people. And then I decide to do the interview. I've had someone where I've missed consecutive interviews with the person. She's a nutritionist. She talks about health and spiritual. I don't even know. I haven't even checked her out. But her people have been emailing me about, when are you going to check it out? When are we going to schedule this? When are you going to give us the answer? When are you going to do it? I've been so busy, I don't have time. But I'm going to get back to them because she would be a well of information. And I have questions for her because I have never heard of her. But I need to study her work first so I can compile the questions. Kind of do my own questioning. Now, and remember the only, oh, in the other podcast that I did, I started to do podcasts. I did one last month with Barry Cozier. No, not Barry Cozier. It's with... That's somebody's person with I think his name was Michael Rubino. Yeah. And it was on mold, regaining your health out of the mold exposure like that. But I have a lot of them lined up, a lot of interviews lined up to do, but I don't have time because to do the interview, I have to look at their work. I have never heard of these people. They're finding me. Their people are finding me. So I have to look at their work, study it so I can compile the questions that I want to ask that interest me about their work. Like that. So I have a lot that I do. So that I need to damn get done. I'm always behind because I have so much to do. So it's like people are always waiting for me. It's like, okay, so with the nails. So I got the person. She works well with me. I work well with her. She's coming every 2 weeks. And I love the company. I'm always suggesting new things that they could add. They ask that. Most definitely that would make it better for people like me. And their business is booming because I'm not the only person that gets this care in the home. A lot of you may get, a lot of you have heard of people that they don't go to the spa, that the spa comes to them like that. Okay. Now, and they like getting in the comfort of their home. Now, so is where this. So I got the person last Sunday. I made my appointment. It was a 2-week mark. Now the bi-weekly mark, it was time to get it done. And I usually get mine done in the mornings because I want to be, have the rest of the day free so that I could get done what I need to get done like that. I usually get the nails, then manicure and pedicure done in the morning. Last Sunday, I made an appointment for late afternoon and my person wasn't available. I was not aware of that. The company sent a different person. Now, and I realized that when I opened the door and let the person in. So the person came in, I was surprised. And so she came in, she did it. It's when, those of you that watch the YouTube channel, I had on the lavender polish. I decided to get lavender, usually I get a neutral color. I've used a lot of colors, especially in the past. But I guess because I've got older, I just settled into like neutral colors, something basic. I like classic looks like that. I just decided basic, neutral like that. Now, with me, because of the high expectation and standard that I put on my body, I don't have used gel nails or acrylic nails. It's my natural nails. I haven't done gel nails or acrylic nails for the last 20 years. That's, for me, that's past. I've already been there, done that. And I hadn't done that in the last 20 years. When I was doing it, I was doing it every 2 weeks. Gel nails, acrylic nails, whatever was in the style, that's what I was doing. I would take my daughters, the youngest two, we would get our nails done. Manicure, pedicure. Now, I haven't done that in over 20 years. I think that's like past. Like, that's not anything in the mode now for me. Been there, done that. I use my own, my natural nails like that. So I'm a minimalist, I believe, and natural. Now, I'm not even going to talk about hair. You all know I have my natural hair. I don't wear any chemicals. I don't wear weaves or wigs or anything like that. I'm just natural. I'm a damn minimalist. Now, but with the hair, I'm getting all over the place. With the hair, let me tell you all the first time I ever had extensions in my hair. I don't use extensions or anything like that. It was when I left Georgia. It was around the same time I not discovered mascara, but I started using mascara, 28, 29. That was when I left Georgia also, from a small town in Georgia. I always cared about my appearance there also, but that more elegant look, but minimalist. Now, so when I moved to Texas when I was 28, I started wearing mascara. Also, when I was 28, 29, my oldest daughter, she put extensions in my hair. That was the first time I ever wore an extension in my life. Now, she does hair. Now, and I liked it. So I was wearing extensions and wigs for maybe a 1-year period. Then I stopped. I don't pick up habits and keep them. I'm not a person of habit like that. My body never get used to anything except like me, like that. Even when I told y'all how I take vitamins, I don't give my body time to get accustomed to anything. A 3-month period, I take the vitamin because I usually get results rather quickly. Then I give my body a break. I'll go back to it in the next 3 months or the next 6 months because I'm usually taking a vitamin because I want a specific result as a maintenance, not something that is an added extension of or that will be a permanent, have a permanent position in my life, even if it's a vitamin supplement. So I wore the extension. I wore the wigs like that for a year period. Then this was when I was 28. Hell, I'm 48 now. This was a long time ago. So I don't wear extensions. I don't wear wigs. I have my natural. I don't use chemicals in my hair or anything like that. For my hair, I don't go to the beautician or anything like that. Even though back in the day, I would be a beautician person. Me and my mother, who was my shopping buddy, we would go get our hair done. This was when I lived in Georgia. Every week, we'll be at the beauty shop. My mother has very long, flowing, very healthy hair. She's biracial. I have very full, long hair, like that, healthy hair. So when I was in Georgia, up until 28, every week, this is from a teenager, until I was 28 and left Georgia, me and my mother would go get our hair done. And we'd be shopping pals, like that. So when I moved to Texas, Mexico, and even now that I'm back in Texas, I do my hair myself, like that. Nobody touches the hair. I just touch the hair. The hair is natural. My hair has been natural since I was 29 years old, like that. Now, and I'm 48 now. So, and I stretch I take the curl out of it. I have naturally curly hair. I take the curl out of it by using the banding method. I talked to you all about this on the podcast last year. I use the banding method. That's how I could get it to have a straight look like that. And usually I like plait it, not braid it. I put like mini plaits in it like that. And I wear it like that over a period of time and it keeps the hair healthy. Or I just have it how I have it now. And it's not plaited. It's just hair that's out. And my signature hairstyle is my hair being on top of my head, a very conservative look. Or it's on, at the top of the head with maybe swoop bangs or the side part. That's the way it is now. I have it in the back of my head in a bun, side part, swoop bangs. And that's my signature classic look. That look, even when I was getting my hair done before I left Georgia, 2018 to 28 was my signature look. I haven't changed. I haven't changed. My mother would be like, loosen up. I haven't changed like that. So you very seldom see me with my hair down. I have long hair, but I don't really wear it down. If I'm doing a towel reading and I've just gotten out of the shower, you all can sometimes see my hair down. It'll be wet and it'll be down because I've just gotten out of the shower. I'll put it up after it dries. That's the way that I do. So up on my head in a bud in the back like that. Wigs don't work for me because I'm too hot for that. Like, I get hot quickly with them covered. Foundation doesn't work for me. I don't like being covered up. I'm claustrophobic like that in that way. So with the nails, to make a long, 41 minutes, okay. So she came last week. She did my nails. And I got that lavender color. I was kind of happy with the color. I chose it. Manicure, pedicure. Day 3, the nail polish started to chip on my fingers. Now, which I was not happy with. The polish started to chip. Remember, people like me that don't get gel nails or acrylic nails, we're using our own natural nails. We have a different standard. So we have to be careful. We have to make sure that the polish, the brand of polish that is being used is a high quality brand and the person really knows what they're doing as it relates to filing our nails, keeping them short, keeping them trim, and care of our cuticles because we're not using anything like a false nail or presentation that covers up what is wrong with our nails. We're using our real, just like people that don't wear foundation like me, but we still want to look good. We're maintaining a look, an elegant look where we can go in a classy atmosphere, a very elegant dinner, and we could look elegant. It's not just without the foundation, but not looking good. Okay, same thing when you're using your natural nails. We have to be careful. The cuticle care needs to be top-notch. The trimming needs to be top-notch. The filing needs to be top-notch because we are not using any presentation that would cover up errors or cover up what we don't have. We're trying to maintain what we already have. Just like our skin, the youthfulness, the suppleness, we're trying to maintain that, the tightness. So, but we're not covering up to create the illusion of having it. So we have to really care for it and be careful with what we do with it. It's the same thing with our nails. Polish started chipping 3rd day in. Now, so usually I could wear the polish a good 9 days and the chipping would start. I'll take it off. I'll go a few days with my natural nails. You all will see me that watch the YouTube videos and I'm okay with that. Then I have the manicure pedicure again that following Sunday. It'll be 2-week period. That didn't happen. So yesterday, 4th of July, I made an appointment. I had already had an appointment that previous Sunday. So yesterday morning, I made an appointment and I also sent an email to the company. Now, I sent an email telling them, requesting that they send my normal girl, my regular girl. Now, I made the appointment still for the afternoon. She wasn't available. They didn't answer the email. So they were closed yesterday, but the business was open. The girls were working. Surprisingly, another girl showed up. A different one than that did the nails where the polish was chipping. And a different one than I've ever met. And a different one than my customary girl. She showed up. I was surprised. She came in. I told her exactly the brand of polish that I wanted her to use. That my normal girl uses. like that. And I also told her the issue that I had. And so I chose a color that was completely neutral, just a nude color. And I didn't get the pedicure. I just got the manicure. So I have now a color on my, a non-color, because this isn't a color, it's a nude, on my nails. It's a clear nude. And I have a different color, the lavender still, on my feet. So I communicated with the company this morning. It's Monday morning. And I told them my issue and that I'm not damn happy. Now, I'm waiting for them to see what they are going to say. I'm not happy about it. Because I have, you know, because when I get upset about something, I could get kind of sarcastic and throw daggers, and it can be very hurtful. I didn't do that. I controlled it. But inside of me, I'm feeling that I don't want them to touch my nails. I don't want them to touch my feet. And you all can say, well, your angelic combo was one era, but that's the way that I get. Okay, like that. Because I feel inconvenienced. And that's what I told them, the company, this morning. Because when I decide that I want the same person, I decide that I want the same person after careful observation of multiple people. Because it takes me a long time to make a decision. And I was getting what I wanted from the same person. Now, even though the one that where the nail polish chipped, I like a little bit of her technique that I'm going to get my same person if I continue with this company to use and implement when she's the maintenance of my cuticles and the nails themselves. I want her to add that. But right now, I'm not happy with them. And I let them know that this morning as calmly and respectably as I decided to be, because it could have been in coordination with what I was telling them, with how I was feeling like that. So actually, emotionally. So I'm not happy, because I feel that people like me, where we're maintaining a natural look, but a good look that is natural look, we have to, the standard is high of the services that we're getting, what we're using, what we're ingesting, what we're eating, what we're putting on ourselves, what we're putting into ourselves, the maintenance that we're getting that include other people, the service that they're giving to us, because we're not using anything that masks anything or gives the illusion of anything. We want what we have taken care of. So the standard is different. And I'm pissed that that nail polish was chipping off, and instead of waiting a 2-week period, I had to do it a week period. I feel that they all should be using a quality polish, and that I should not be making sure that they're using a quality polish. The company should be held accountable for making sure that they're using a quality polish, because everybody isn't getting presentation of having nails or having healthy nails. Some of us have the nails and the healthy nails, and we want them maintained like that. And we want that addition, which is polish, to be top notch. Just like the cuticle care, the nail care itself, the trimming, the cutting, top notch. So I think companies need to take into consideration people that are like me, which there are women, many women like me, and what we're trying to do. We're not trying to create the illusion. We're not trying to create the pretense of having this, that, and the other, be it skin, hair, nails, whatever. We have it, and we're trying to maintain it. So the standard is high that we're putting on ourselves, and the standard is high as it relates to the service that we're expecting from other people that we include into our maintenance, like that. That's what I want to share. It took 49 minutes for me to say that. Until next time, thanks for listening. And yes, we were live once again. Thanks you all for listening. I appreciate it. The podcast are most definitely doing well, and I do appreciate it. Bye.